Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are indeed live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, folks, if you like using debit rather than credit, as I do, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees whatsoever. Check out the eligibility and the terms at discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. It's hour number 3 of a football Friday. That means Lamar Mitchell, the director of trading for BetMGM, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, Rob and I will do our NFL pigskin pickoff to wrap up the show. And we're going to go to the NFL right now. And Mark Schler, a friend of both of ours, colleague at Fox Sports, was on the Herd with Colin Cowherd, Rob, this week, and he was talking about what the future could hold for Russell Wilson in Denver, and here's what he said.
I would be shocked if Russell Wilson makes it past this year, if he's the quarterback of the Denver Broncos next year. I would be shocked. And it's not that Russell Wilson is playing terrible football. I mean, Thursday night notwithstanding, he was bad Thursday night. But it's not that he's playing terrible football, but he's not playing winning football, and he's not elevating the players around him. And so from that standpoint, I think it's time to clean house, and it's time to, you know, get new players.
Rob, what do you think about that? This is his second year with the Broncos. Obviously, he's got that huge contract that doesn't even start, hadn't even started yet. They could move off of him. Here's how they could do it, Rob. They could release him some point in the offseason, as long as it's by a certain date. I don't know the exact date. I feel like it's 5 games into next season, but I don't have the exact date. But they can release him at some point after this season. And then smooth out the remaining cap. They owe him like 80-something million dollars. They could smooth that out over the next 2 years. And so it'd be about a $40 million hit each year. Rob G, that's basically it, right?
Yeah, you're right on it, Chris. According to SpotTrack, the Broncos could designate Russell Wilson as a post-June 1 release in the first few days of the 2024 league year. Doing so put him on the hook for $39 million in dead cap for 2024 and $35.4 million dead cap 2024 and $49.6 million in 2025 if they spread out his option bonus. So a lot of money.
I disagree with that. And the whole notion that if you wanted to blame Russell Wilson last year, Chris, I'm all on board. this team has a lot of issues, and it's not just him. That's just an easy excuse to say clean house. Slaver says, oh, yeah, I should just clean house. Yeah, we could clean house. How about starting with Sean Payton, who was supposed to come and get this thing turned around? Oh, yeah, he's a quarterback whisperer. Oh, he'll get Sean. He'll get Russell Wilson together. He's this. He's that. He's done an awful job. You want to pour ketchup on a contract and eat it? Eat Sean Payton's contract. And don't tell me he makes too much money and you can't do it. You can do whatever you want. The family that owns the Denver Broncos are one of the richest families in this country. Well, eating $20 or $30 million or whatever is left on his deal is not going to break them.
He makes, Rob, to your point, looks like it's $18 million a year for 5 years. Now, here's the thing, because people, you're right. That's what people are saying. No way, with that contract. So let's say it was 4 years, $18 million left on it. That would be what? 4 years, $72 million, right? That is, I guess, the equivalent, roughly. It's actually a little less than they would be paying Russell Wilson to go away. So I'm just saying, if you want to say it's too much money to eat and hire another guy, well, if you let Russell Wilson go, you're not getting anything from him, and you're going to be, it's going to be 80-something million dollars on your cap the next 2 years. So it's kind of the similar
right,
situation.
And, but the only better part, Chris, if you get rid of Payton, is you have no dead cap room, that space. Like it doesn't affect you being able to put new people and players, or you're not penalized by it.
No, you're just going to get, yeah, I mean, you will have to pay your new coach.
Right, that's all.
That's just.
But my thing is, to use him as a scapegoat, like if he played like he played last year, Chris, all right, if you want to get rid of him, I'm not going to stand in the way. And I'm not saying he's playing like he's a Pro Bowler or anything. But to use that as the reason why the Denver Broncos are where they are? Nah, I'm sorry. Payton was supposed to be the savior. They had a white horse out in front of Fox when he hopped left the couch from Colin Cowherd, jumped on it, and rode out to Denver. He was supposed to be the Calvary. He was supposed to be the savior. He was supposed to be the Messiah. And instead, he turned out to be Ronald McDonald without the nose and floppy shoes. That's what he is. He's had a bad year in Denver so far as coach there. I'm a 70-piece, some of the losses to some of the teams, Chris, the effort.
The Jets lost,
at home, so many bad moments. And we're only six games into the season?
Well, I think, Rob, you said something a week, or maybe a month ago, or so, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, whatever, about maybe you could trade him, so to speak, to the Chargers. Because if they don't make the playoffs, Brandon Staley's going to be gone, I would imagine. I thought he should have been gone long ago. But if they want to get rid of Brandon Staley and take Sean Payton, maybe you can get some draft picks for him. That makes some sense to me, because Payton probably wants out of there. Payton would probably love to go to the Chargers if it becomes available. So I think that's one thing. I think whether or not you believe they should keep Russell Wilson or not, and Schlereth, I don't think he was saying, I don't know, I didn't read what he said as they shouldn't keep Russell Wilson. Maybe that's how he feels.
Well, it wasn't. But I think it wasn't definitive saying, anyway,
right?
Because he said.
Well, he's not reporting anything.
Right,
he's just giving an opinion.
I wouldn't be surprised. But that leaves you in a lurch.
No, but I think what he's saying is, because I think, Rob, when you look at the situation, it looks like Sean Payton is clearing house. That's what I mean. I think Schlereth was saying not they should get rid of Russell Wilson. Now, he may feel that way, but I don't think that's what he was saying. I think he was saying, I'd be surprised at the way things are going, not just the record, but Randy Gregory, gone. Frank Clark, gone. Jerry Jeudy on the trade block. There's talk about Cortland Sutton being traded and maybe some of the defensive backs. Like, it looks, Rob, like they are cleaning house, not just with Russell Wilson, but with basically all of their veterans. And that's where, like, we can argue over whether or not they should keep Wilson. He's not the main problem this year. He's playing pretty okay, right? He's not playing like he did in Seattle. He's playing much better than he did last year. And up until last game, he was actually having what you might say was a good year. Not a great year, but a good year. So he's not the only problem, but it looks like, and this is what a lot of people felt like with Sean Payton, that he wasn't going to go down with the ship. That if things went bad, he was going to scapegoat some people. And everybody's pointed at Russell Wilson. But again, it's been other players. It's been guys they just have had recently, and Gregory and Clark, veteran players. And so that's where it looks like he is setting it up to tear it all down and then rebuild it, you know, the way he wants to.
Yeah, I get that. I just think, where's his accountability? It wasn't like Chrissy came and went, hey, you know what? This is going to be a total rebuild. Hey, what? No, there were some expectations.
Well, and he said himself he'd be upset if they don't make the playoffs.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like to go from that I've got to be here. We have to clean out everything and start all over. If I'm them, you could have told me that. I could have got an interim coach way cheaper, Chris. And once we did all that, you know what I mean? Brought him along.
Bring you in. Well, the interesting thing will be this. Okay, we all know Russ hasn't lit the world on fire in Denver. But the question, whenever you talk about getting rid of your quarterback and he's not horrible and he's a name guy like a Russell Wilson, like a Dak Prescott in Dallas, not that Dak's playing as poorly as Russ, but the question always becomes, well, who are you replacing him with? And the Broncos, Rob, they do have their first round pick in this upcoming draft. So they could, who knows if they'll be in position to take Caleb Williams, people like Michael Penix Jr., Drake May, there are other quarterbacks out there. But you and I have talked about it. I mean, who knows? Who knows if any of these guys will be any good? You know, but, I mean, heck, he's right down the road from Shedeur Sanders. You know, do you see, start talking to Deion about if we draft Shedeur, you cool with that? Would you let him come out? You know, or will you make him eligible for the draft? Those are, if they can get, and again, who knows if any of these guys will pan out.
Right, we don't know.
You have no idea. But doesn't
Chris, just, Payton gets no blame? There's no responsibility?
No, he clearly, I mean,
If he didn't have the contract, just say he was a coach that they just hired, he would be on the block to get fired, wouldn't he? Like, just off of what has happened this year.
Well, you mean like Nat Hackett?
Yeah, like that.
I think this is what protects him, Rob. And look, and I think you'll agree with this. I get it. Like, this is how it works. This is what you earn because of his resume. And you've talked about how it's no better than Mike McCarthy's, and it is pretty similar to Mike McCarthy's.
It's close, right.
But that's still a good resume. And because of his resume, he has earned the benefit of the doubt. He hasn't earned where he's beyond reproach. I agree with you. And we have criticized him on this show, both of us. All right. I think he is primarily to blame for what's going on this year. Does that mean I'd fire him? Not necessarily. But I do think he is at the most fault for why this thing has been so bad. But because of his resume, Rob, and because it was, we know how bad the Saints were. They were the New Orleans Aints. Because of all that, and he turned him around, won a Super Bowl, he's going to get a lot more rope than a Nat Hackett or a first-year coach, or first-time coach, I should say. And I think that's fair. I mean, I think that's how it should be. You earn certain levels of respect based on what you've done. And so I think that's really the difference. I hear you. It's been, I mean, you can argue Nat Hackett has some moments that just made you scratch your head, like on live TV.
Starting from week one, you remember the first game?
Right. And even they started 2-1 and they still had moments. But Peyton, when you look at the 70 piece, when you look at losing to the Jets after all that talk, when you look at the defense going from top 10 to one of the worst in the league, like, you can argue this has been a worse job than Nat Hackett did, but still, he has the resume. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. It's because it's off a rep. If it wasn't for the rep, you're
and he earned that rep. I mean, he did, you know, do a good job. Whether it's a little overhyped or not, it's still a good job he did in New Orleans. So I think that's why he gets a little leeway. But no, he definitely deserves some blame. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the odd couple. What do you think the futures you hold in Denver? Should they get rid of Russell Wilson? Should this be his last year in Denver? Or would you maybe get rid of Sean Payton instead? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Alex is dusty up in here. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there. There's no question about that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. 6369. Now we're in the final stretch for you to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get tickets today at breederscup.com. Denver Broncos, what should they do going forward? Your thoughts?
Let's kick it off, Chris. Steve in Baton Rouge, Boca Raton. I'm sorry, Steve in Boca Raton. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Chris. How are you guys?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Been listening to your show a long time. First time caller.
Appreciate you. Thank you,
Rob. You're a great baseball man. Chris Broussard, you're a great basketball man.
Thank you.
I'm going to disagree with the both of you on the Sean Payton thing.
Okay, let's hear your case.
I think Pete Carroll was brilliant, dumping him when he did, and having things come out recently, they've explained how he was a special guy and no one could approach him, and everyone had to approach Pete, and then he comes here and he gets his own office and so on and so forth. I think the smartest thing is to dump the quarterback, dump the year, which kind of looks like they're doing, pick up a second, third quarterback, or maybe, I don't know, they might fight for the first guy, Caleb, in USC, and start over with that cheap no quarterback thing, because the coach is one of the first pieces, as Colin always says, upper office management, coach, and the quarterback. They don't have the quarterback, and this guy's just, he's shot. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, but you got to give me, they didn't hire Sean Payton to come to town to give up a 70 piece. That has nothing to do with Russell Wilson. That's about playing defense and effort and whatnot. You can't look at this team and tell me that Sean Payton has had a positive impact or any kind of stamp since he showed up. Can you at least give me that?
I'll give you a little of that, Rob, but the quarterback is played a little bit better in the games that he's there. They don't really seem to have a lot of the pieces to fit Sean's kind of criteria. He's a tough, hardball Bill Parcells kind of guy, and he's not a softie, and he wants it his way, and I think it might take a couple more years to build it, but he needs the quarterback. My point is, I think it's best to dump the quarterback because he's slowly on his way out.
Okay.
And rebuild with the coach and start with the first, second, maybe third quarterback available and rebuild there. That was
yeah, but it's
point.
Going to take time. I mean, that's something.
It looks like that's what they're trying to do.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate your support, too. Nathan in Hawaii, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Rob? Man, it's no secret that you don't like Sean Payton. It's no secret there. But I got to disagree with you.
Well, it's nothing personal. I don't know Sean Payton. He asked for $25 million. His record is the same as Mike McCarthy. Everybody thinks it's a joke. He had three losing seasons with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Was it, Chris? 7-9, 3 years or whatever in a row. I'm just giving those are facts. Those aren't feelings.
Okay. Well, I still got to disagree with you. I think we should give, you know, I'm a diehard Bronco fan. I think we should give Sean Payton another chance, another year at least, to go into the draft, get the guys that he want, draft the guys that he want, go get the signings that he want, and put the team together, the team that he wants to put together. And then we'll see later on down the road. But yeah, you guys have a good day. Aloha, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Adam in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, guys? I can't believe these callers giving Sean Payton a pass. We acting like this guy is like the next coming of Bill Walsh.
Unbelievable, right? I agree.
All these modern coaches always are paired with what? An elite quarterback and vice versa. So it is about the pairing, man. But listen, Rob, this guy came and broke down a top 10 defense and gave up a 70 piece. That alone should be like,
thank you.
Send him out the door type of thing. I never thought that he was a good fit for Denver anyway. He needs to be going somewhere to coach a golden boy. He knows he wants to anyway. I mean, I'm not giving Russell the pass either, but I don't think Russell is shot. Like, come on, man. I think, you know what? The Waltons should just break the whole thing up. Send Russell somewhere, but definitely, let's not give Sean Payton the pass, man. Love y'all, man. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Appreciate it, my man. Thank you.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, here on Fox Sports Radio. Lamar Mitchell around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning. 3 hours before kickoff for Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games. All the way through Super Bowl Sunday, you can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Of course, now it is time for the man, the myth, the legend, the BetMGM Director of Trading, our man, our good friend, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, what's up, brother?
What's happening?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
We are great, man. We are great. It's good to have you on, as always. Let's get right to it. Let's go to Cleveland. Deshaun Watson set to make his return after missing the last two games with the shoulder injury. Now, I'm looking at the line in the Browns, 3.5-point favorites in Indy. How much movement have you seen since news started to trickle out about Wilson or Watson's return? And where are the sharps on this one?
Yeah, well, you know, we opened this game originally at 1.5, and the sharps, once they got word before we got word, laid the 2.5, and that's why we're up to 3.5 right now. This is a game that the sharps are on, and so is Joe Public. Ticket transaction in this game looks like about 5-1 in favor of the Browns.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how could you not want to dump money into it? But last week, there were some games that looked like that, too, and guess what happened? I mean, definitely. I know that's when you guys started erecting those new towers in Vegas. Sneaky big game is in Tampa this Sunday since the NFC South is wide open. The Falcons are 0-5 versus the spread the last five games. I know that for sure. And this week they're 2.5-point road underdogs against the Bucs. What kind of action are you seeing on this game?
We're seeing a lot of action on the under from the sharps. They bet this game under definitely. And the public is all on the Bucks in this game about tickets, about 4-1 in favor of the Bucks. Nobody's a believer in the Falcons and Ritter. Maybe Caleb Williams will be there next year. So we'll see.
All right. The Rams, 3-point home favorites against the Steelers. That's pretty standard, you know, for a home team. And we say this all the time. Mike Tomlin is the only NFL coach to have a winning record straight up as an underdog. So what kind of odds could I get on Pittsburgh outright? And are you seeing bettors use Pittsburgh in their teaser bets?
You know, Tomlin is crazy with the way how he coaches and his record, his entire career. But right now, Steelers outright, you can get +140. So for every $100 that you bet on the Steelers, you get back $140 total, pay it up $240. It looks like right here, we have a little bit of two-way action from the sharps in this game, but Joe Public is all on the Rams at about 3-1.
All right, here we go. The backup of the battle of the backups, I should say, in Chicago. Brian Hoyer for the Raiders and Tyson Baguette. Is that how you say it? I mean, he's for the Bears, right?
Is that French?
Is that
Tyson Badgett?
Badgett.
I think he played at the Shepherd School or something.
Is that what
like
he played? I'm sorry. It's his first start. I know that. All right.
You didn't see him on national TV?
No, I did not. Never saw him. I know Devontae Adams has been chirping about getting the ball more, but is this one feels like an ugly, low scoring game. The action for this, I got to be pounding that 37.5, the under.
You know what's funny is they pounded the 37.5. The sharps did over on that. The ticket transaction on the total on this is even. But when we initially opened it at 38, they went under. The sharps did. The sharps are also on the Raiders on the side here, and Joe Public is on the Raiders at 5-1 transaction. So yeah, I mean the total sharps are telling us they like it under the original total, but over the 37.5.
All right, big game in Baltimore. Detroit 7-1 against the spread in their past 8 road games. So this week, of course, they're going to Baltimore. I know Detroit, they've been a public team this year. So I'd assume you're seeing a lot of action on the Lions +3, right?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right there, Chris. Ticket transaction, Joe Public, at about 4-1 in favor of the Lions. Nothing on the total here. They've been betting that pretty even both sides. All the money line action from Joe Public is coming in on the Lions, but the sharps here are telling us that they like the Ravens here in this game.
Mm. Yeah, I like the Ravens in this game, too. Of course, Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM, he's the director of trading, joining us here on the iCouple, as he always does on Fridays. How about the last time the Packers we saw the Packers and Jordan Love, he was throwing 3 interceptions against the bad Raiders team this week. They're 1-point road favorites in Denver against the Broncos. Doesn't sound like they have a lot of confidence in them. Does this spread say more about the bettors' confidence in Green Bay or their lack of confidence in Denver?
That's a good question. I wish I could answer that. I wish I was Nostradamus here. Really, it says a lack of confidence
in the Packers here because we did open this at 1.5. The sharps aren't on this game, but Joe Public has forced his number down to 1. Although the Packers, Joe Public is on the side of the Packers at 3-1, but really they're just betting this game over the total. But I think it says more about the Broncos and the defense at home.
All right, Lamar, obviously the game of the week is Miami against Philly. Philly's a 2.5-point favorite at home with an over-under of 51.5. Now, both these teams are uniquely equipped to take advantage of the other one, right? The Dolphins through the air, the Eagles on the ground. So what kind of action are you seeing here?
You know, it's funny because everyone's betting the total over this, as you expect. They're betting over the 51.5. Money line transactions are coming in on the Dolphins at 3-1. But tickets on the side, it's even Steven. If you guys remember that phrase, it's even Steven as far as Joe Public.
Yes.
But the sharps are all on the Eagles at -2.5 right now.
All right, Patrick Mahomes is 4-1 in his career against Justin Herbert, but the average margin of victory in those games has only been 4 points. This week, Kansas City is 5.5-point favorites at home. What kind of action you see in this one? This is one Chris and I talk about all the time. The Chiefs win a lot of games, but they don't cover a lot.
Yeah, Chris, you and Chris are right about that. I mean, Rob, you're definitely right about that because the Chiefs, we talked about this before, they put up a lot of big point spreads, but a lot of times they don't cover, and if they do cover, it's a late backdoor. But historically, we've seen them not cover the number, and Joe Public is betting both sides. It's even on the ticket transactions. There's no sharp play on there. They are, of course, everyone's betting the total over, and as far as money line transactions, it's about even at their too. So really, like you said, I mean, the Public is split 50-50, and they're just betting the total over.
Lamar, where are people at on the Bills and the Patriots? The Bills, big favorites, people expecting them to bounce back. I think they're 8.5-point favorites. People, of course, expecting them to bounce back from a mediocre win over the Giants and then a loss in London to Jacksonville. And obviously, Bill Belichick and the Patriots need to get something going. So where are people on this? Are they done with the Patriots, and is it showing in the bets?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely showing in the bets. No sharp play on this game today or for Bills Patriots, but it looks like about 6-1 Joe Public all over the Bills. We have substantial large six-figure wagers on the Bills at -8.5, but we don't have anything coming in on the Patriots. They're looking at, this could be the swan song for Coach Belichick.
Wow. All right. Well, Lamar, that's some good stuff, man. We'll see. We had Rob and I had a bad Sunday.
Yeah, it was bad for us. A lot of people. You guys made a lot of money, didn't you? Come on, be honest.
Everybody had a bad Sunday, so you guys weren't alone there.
Hey, no, Lamar, don't let them shortchange you. They were 1-9 combined against the spread.
Man,
last
it was bad. I hope I had the one
Lamar's
win.
Lamar's getting you a bonus now you for these picks that you guys are making.
And Lamar, that Bentley you're driving around with in Vegas, I'm sure. You know, you picked it up on Monday.
It needs a wash, so when you guys come to town, need somebody to wash.
That's our man, Lamar Mitchell. Have a great weekend,
thanks, man.
You too, fellas. Thanks for having me.
All right. iCouple, keep it locked. NFL Pigskin Pickoff next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
We need to change the imaging on that segment because everyone wants to retire, but based on the picks you guys gave last week, we're all going to be working until we're 91.
What are you talking about? I'm still shooting. I'm still
just
hitting that 54 clip. What are you saying?
All right. Again, as we mentioned with Lamar Mitchell, rough week for the Odd Couple. Combined 1-9.
So did Chris get any right? None?
Chris went 0-5.
Chris, but you know, at least Chris is a baseball guy. That feels like a first.
He's a baseball guy. Okay?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That feels like, guy. No, I'm a football and baseball and basketball guy.
And a basketball.
That feels like a first, though, 0-5.
By the way, Chris said, Rob said, to tell you, Chris, that if you're going to be the baseball guy, he wants to be the NASCAR guy.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're the baseball guy, I'm the NASCAR.
All right.
In any event, choose Houston.
In any, see, I told you, baseball guy, Chris Broussard.
Yeah, is the series over yet?
Yep.
To your point, though, Rob, on the season, you're still picking 56% winners, which 56%, means you're still profitable.
I would be making money in Vegas. Let me go get a place there.
And on the flip side, if you have faded all of Chris's picks, you'd be in the profit at 57%. Just saying.
So Chris is only, what, at 40?
I'm 43. 13 to 17.
43.
Think,
yeah. Awful.
Just tough. But we'll get to it. New week, new opportunities. Game number
one. He doesn't
one.
Have Alex to help him. You know what I mean? If Alex wasn't pulling him out of those bad clues, it would be really bad for Chris. But that's another story.
That's another story. That's a Thursday story. All right. Game number one of the Pigskin Pickoff. NFL games against the spread. Falcons in Tampa to take on the Bucs. Very big game, as you mentioned, Chris, in the question to Lamar. Bucs 2.5-point home favorites. Who you got, Chris?
You know what? I'm not betting on Baker. I'm going with Atlanta. Simple as that.
Go ahead if you want. I'm sorry. I just can't. Atlanta has been horrendous. I'm going with the Bucks. Bucks bounce back and they win.
Again, Rob Parker does not like black quarterbacks. Hashtag analysis.
I can't help it.
Game number two. Browns 3.5. Thank you, Alex. Browns 3.5-point road favorites in Indy to take on Gardner Minshew and the Colts. Deshaun Watson supposed to play in this one. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I like the Browns.
Wow. Black quarterback.
I like the Browns. Oh, is he black too? Okay. Yeah, I like Deshaun and the bounce back, the -3.5 at home. I'm good with that. Yep.
I got the Browns on this one, too. Gardner Minshew, interesting note I heard today. Very good when he comes into the game after somebody got hurt. But when he starts the game, he struggles mightily.
It's funny how guys
I think
do
2-11
that.
2-11 or
right?
something.
Like when they
expectations, right?
Right. You know, we talk
Nothing's
about it all the time.
Expected when you go in as a, you know, somebody got hurt.
Yeah,
but, you start, it's a different story. So, yeah, I got the Browns on that one.
I read somewhere that Brian Hoyer has not won a game as a starter. And he's starting this week for the Raiders. But as a backup, he comes in, he does okay.
Is that right?
I don't know if that's true,
I mean,
but I read
he's
it.
He's had
so.
To win a career game. There's,
no, like, when he starts, he in games that he starts.
But I'm saying in his career?
It might have been like 0 for his last 12 or something like whatever. Yeah, it was something
I'm gonna
like that.
I'm going to look it up, but that sounds ridiculous.
It sounded plausible to me because he's terrible, but in any event. It is the Pixie and Pickoff,
well,
Chris and Rob.
Here we go, Rob.
Okay, hit me.
16-24 as a
What about his last 10?
But his last, actually more than his, wow.
See?
It's been, he's 0-12, 13-14-15.
Okay.
Oh, he's lost his last, at least his last 15.
Wow.
And then he was the year before that. So he hasn't won a game as a starter since 2016.
Dang.
And that year he was 1-4. That's so my guy. We don't know which game he won.
And this year he gets
he's 0-6 after that, then 0-6. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It is, it might be 10 because I see 9.
Okay.
I was reading the
old. No, all right. So I was close.
Yeah.
All right.
About 10 games. Yeah.
Lions at the Ravens. Ravens 3-point home favorites. They're suddenly getting healthy. Chris Broussard, who do you like?
I like the Ravens to win the game, but I think it's going to be a close one. And so I'm taking Detroit and the points.
I got the Ravens winning this game at home. Lions have been running the table on the spreads. 7-1, I think, right? In the last 8 or whatever.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with Baltimore at home. This is a game they need to win to reestablish themselves.
Rob picking all favorites. Let's see if it continues. Chargers at the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Herbert. Chiefs 5.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I'm taking the Chargers plus 5.5. I'm sorry. All those games are close against the Chargers. Chargers are beating them down there. And I'm going to the Chiefs just, they don't blow people out. I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
So who you got winning or outright?
I got the Chargers in an upset.
Wow. That's possible, but two words, Brandon Staley.
No, I got it.
I will take the Chargers with the points, though. I think they lose, I think they cover.
Yeah.
All right, last one quickly, game of the week, Dolphins at the Eagles. Eagles 2.5-point home favorites. Chris, who are you taking?
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
I'm going with the Dolphins plus 2.5. I think this is their game that they let everybody know that they've come to play and that they're for real.
So this is the week I start to catch up.
Yeah, with you said that last week when you went 0-5.
Well, last week wasn't really possible. We only had one difference.
Yeah, but you were 0-5. At least I picked one.
You were 1-4.
You were 0-5, Chris Broussard.
No, it was baseball, worse, but Chris Broussard. You weren't good either.
You did terrible.
You failed too.
I did.
We
not.
We both failed. We both got.
I'm the champ,
the
even with one win.
We out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.